What's your bracket look like?
Florida State has beaten Xavier, the one seed in the West.
Oh, the humanity.
The Aggies kick the heels off the road to the Final Four.
Look at the craziness.
2 seconds, Rockmont off the pull, three for the win. He got it!
Towns into the front court, on the left wing, top to Ingram, three for the win.
What happened? Let's find out. Now it's Loose Cannons time.
Welcome to our Monday edition, the Loose Cannons on Extra 1360, Fox Sports San Diego, 103.3 FM. Yeah, we are down to 16. We are down to 16 in the NCAA tournament. Costa, here we are. Looking good with our brackets. You and I, by the way, had the exact same championship game.
Yeah, I need you to define
Michigan State.
What looking good?
Yeah.
What's your definition of that?
Well, I'm already looking ahead. At 5:30 today, because we needed a lot of time to prepare for this, we're going to redo our brackets. We'll start fresh with the 16 schools that are left.
Must be done.
Lots to do today. We got incredible NFL news we're going to get to. We got some breaking Aztec news to get to as well, as far as basketball is concerned. But I want to mention right at the top of the show today, this is important, folks. Listen up. Be sure to get to sportssd.com. The keyword is contest. And enter your name for a chance to win tickets to a sweet at Staples Center for the round of 16 this week at Staples. So that's going to be on Thursday.
Gets underway on Thursday.
All right. We're going to be calling out a name at 5:15 today.
Correct.
And then all times listed, we'll be calling out a name all week long. It's right there at sportssd.com. Now, if you don't hear your name tonight, another name is going to be called at 7:15 tomorrow morning on Hardwick and Richards. So at 5:15, we're going to call out a name. So
you've got 5 minutes after your name is called.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. You got a 5-minute window.
Right. So you know the times. And it's not a secret on when the names are going to be called. So you got to be listening.
Right.
But if you need to enter, you need to go to sportssd.com, keyword contest. This is a suite at Staples.
This is an incredible setup. Well, anybody who's ever been to Staples Center, just regular seats are awesome.
Right.
But these aren't nosebleed seats where you're hitting your roof on the ceiling. You're in a suite.
I've been fortunate to be in those suites.
Oh.
Phenomenal. I mean, great seats.
Phenomenal.
I mean, this is the way. And you get the two games in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Now, remember, I always have to check my brackets here. Where are we on those? You got Gonzaga taking on Florida State.
Right.
And then you have Michigan taking on Texas A&M. So those will be the games Thursday at Staples.
Correct.
As we're down to the last 16. So here we go. This is going to be good. So again, get to sportssd.com. Keyword is contest.
Yes.
Get your name entered, and we're going to announce the first winner coming up at 5:15 today.
And for those of you that do that win for the Saturday games at Staples Center, I will be with you in said suite.
Really? For the Elite Eight?
Yes.
Look at you.
You know, when you get down on your hands and knees and you cry like a whimpering simp like I am, sometimes good things happen.
Now, you were there at Viejas?
I was yesterday, sure, for Auburn-Clemson.
What a game. Right down to the wire.
I was so fired up.
It was tied at 13, and then it was like 55-13. I've never seen anything like it.
Clemson went on a 42-9 run in this game to blow Auburn off the court. The most riveting aspect of this game was the Tiger mascot dance-off at halftime. And the loudest Viejas got, actually, was when they brought up Nevada and Cincinnati on the big scoreboard at halftime.
Yeah.
And when, you know, Nevada went through what they went through.
Unbelievable.
The place just exploded with people cheering.
We have to go back. Now, the last time we had a show was Wednesday.
Right.
Thursday, obviously, the Aztecs were playing. Friday, we didn't, you know, you did a couple updates and that was it. So this is really our first full show since Wednesday. Let's go back. Let's go back to Thursday for a second here in the Aztecs.
Dang it.
You know, one of the things that bothered me right after that game is I'm going on Twitter and I'm reading these. It's such a typical San Diego law. And I lost it. I tweeted out, if I see one more person saying, well, that was such a San Diego loss, I said, I'm going to puke. It was a tough loss. It was a brutal loss, period. And we've seen plenty of those in this tournament.
Any loss at this juncture, yeah, it's brutal because it's so final.
Well, look at Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, think about Houston's two games. So, Houston is dominating the game against the Aztecs. And the Aztecs come all the way back to tie the game.
Right.
And then that Gray kid, he, you know, blows right through the entire defense.
Mr. Man Bun.
But the impound pass to Trey Kell. Do you have that final shot? Let's hear that final shot.
Trying to throw it the length of the floor, get it, spin, shoot, and try to beat a clock at 1.1. Down by two, 67-65. There's the long pass by Mitchell. There's Kell. Turn, shoots, up off the rim, no good. Good if it went, it did not go. They worked on the home run. They ran it really, really well. They had a shot there with Trey Kell just beyond the arc. It goes off and the Aztec season is over, but a wonderful, marvelous comeback in this game after a wonderful, marvelous comeback in the season.
Well said, Ted. Now, the thing about it is, though, Trey had a good look.
Because he had a great pass.
And in fact, if you look at his look, he may have had a better chance of making that shot than the Michigan kid did. Who made the shot that knocked Houston out of the tournament? Sort of
cool.
Like what comes around goes around.
Without a doubt, it was karma.
This is what happens in this tournament. So Houston avoided what would have been the game winner.
Yeah.
Trey Kell, clear look, just went off the rim. And then some freshman kid of Michigan, you know, falling backwards, throws in. I mean,
it just went in perfectly. No rattling, just shoop.
So going back to the Aztecs losing on Thursday, it was a tough loss. They played. It wasn't like they got blown out. They came back. They fought back. They weren't playing 100%, but they came back and they got to that point. And, you know, what a year for the Aztecs. Now, we have some news about the Aztecs. It's not final.
Thank God.
But Jalen McDaniels, the freshman, the 6'10", 195-pound freshman who became a double-double machine for the Aztecs, has announced that he's going to test the water for the NBA draft. Acosta, he made it clear he's not going to sign an agent.
Won't hire an agent, which means he can return to college basketball if his draft prospects are not as promising as he'd want them to be. What it does, it gives him the chance to work out for NBA clubs and receive feedback from them about what he needs to improve on. And they will be very black and white with him. You're not ready, or you can probably make a go of this. It's very, very simple with Jalen McDaniels.
It's a smart play. It really is a smart play for him. So doesn't mean he's gone, but he's going to test the water.
As an Aztec fan, you're like, oh, come on. They just got back to the tournament. And, you know, the youth on this team, and it's looking so great. But put yourself in Jalen McDaniels' shoes. Strike while the iron is hot. It's a very smart play on his part, as long as he doesn't sign with the agent.
Let's give the Aztecs their due, folks.
Come on.
We even mentioned this last Wednesday, the day before the game, that when we went to that Boise game, you remember they were 13-10. They'd won four in a row, but they beat the dregs of the Mountain West to get those four straight wins.
Yeah.
Now they had the top two teams in the conference coming into Viejas. And we went to that Boise game. We're like, yeah, we're going to give it the Cannon Carmen. You and I were like, okay, well, how are we going to come out of this when they lose this game?
Well, I'm looking at you going, did you bring the karma? Because I'm feeling like I didn't bring the karma with me.
And we were sitting next to each other. It was about 2 minutes before half. They were down nine. We're like, we're in trouble.
We'll look bad if we leave now.
Yeah.
But there's J.D. Wicker with his binoculars
on
us.
Right on us. Like he's monitoring us. And then, of course, they come back to win that game. Yeah. And then J.D. Wicker's writing me an excuse to, you know, not show up for Saturday or figure out a way to be there Saturday. I couldn't. You were there.
Yes.
Orenberger was there. They win that game against Nevada. And then they race right through that Mountain West tournament. What Brian Dutcher... There's no question this Aztec team is in the right hands with Brian Dutcher. When you have a guy, even though it was the first time as the head coach, he never panicked.
Nope.
Never. Never panicked. He knew that he had the talent, they had to get healthy, and they got it done.
You know what it really impresses me about what Dutch was able to do is He was Brian Dutcher. He didn't try to be Steve Fisher 2.0.
Right.
And then he didn't try to go to the opposite end of the spectrum and bring out a team like, what the hell is this offensive or defensive philosophy? Yeah, of course, he leaned on Coach Fisher this year. He said they talk every single day. But he was himself implementing what he thinks is winning basketball. And like everybody else, when they got beat by Wyoming to open up Mountain West Conference play in Laramie, we're like, oh, boy. What the hell is that? But they came back, man. They came back. And this is after losing Trey Kell for as long as they did to do what they did this season. Yeah, listen, those of you who are preaching, oh, same old Aztecs, save it.
Yeah, well, just it was same it. Old San Diego. And I said, we got to kill this defeatist attitude. The fact right now is that San Diego State football is in strong hands of Rocky Long. And the same thing with this basketball team with Brian Dutcher. You got the right guys leading the way, veteran coaches that understand this conference, understand what it takes to get to the big show. So congratulations to the Aztecs men's basketball team on a tremendous season that unfortunately ended with a very tough loss. But as the team that beat them found out in the very next game, that's the way it goes tournament.
And Aztec fans, ask yourself this question. Would you rather have them go into that opening round game and just get the pants beat off them where they're like they were Auburn yesterday against Clemson?
Right.
Or do you want them dying with their boots on like they did?
Right. I can guarantee you after Houston lost the way they did to Michigan, there were people in Houston. Oh, that's such a Houston thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that I understand that, but save it. The fact is nobody a month ago could have projected that the Aztecs would be playing an NC tournament game, and they did, and they suffered a tough loss. We move on. All right, so as far as the brackets are concerned right now,
come on,
some of the numbers are staggering. For instance, I saw where ESPN, they have their bracket. There's a number of brackets out there. I'll just use them as an example. So they had 17.3 million brackets filled out.
Okay.
Million. 17.3 million.
It's a lot to go through.
Nobody got all 16 Sweet 16s thanks to that Maryland Baltimore County team, right?
Yeah.
But how about this? Do you know how many out of 17.3 million brackets have 15 out of 16? Three. And to put that number in perspective, do you know how many out of 17.3 million brackets have zero teams left? 69,000. 69,000 have zero teams left remaining in the Sweet 16.
Point zero.
Well, and obviously the biggest domino that falls is Virginia getting blown out in the first.
And let's go back to that game. This game is Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson. This is, you know, our college hockey players beating the Soviet Union. I think it is one of the three greatest upsets in sports history. Remember,
this was versus Goliath.
This wasn't one versus 16. This was one versus 68 because Virginia was the overall number one. They had had a historic year in the ACC. They won 20 out of 21 games. Duke had never done that. North Carolina had never done that.
Would they finish the regular season 30-2?
31-2.
31-2.
They were 17-1 in the conference, never done in the history of the ACC, swept the ACC tournament. So they're the overall number one. Maryland Baltimore County lost to Albany.
Oh, look out for Albany.
83-39.
Well, Albany 83 was really to 39. Good this year.
And then 2 weeks later, lost at home to Vermont, 81-53.
If there's two teams you don't want to see, it's Albany and Vermont, man.
They lost
all that
Stony
maple
Brook.
Syrup slows you down.
How about this? This Maryland-Baltimore County had only once ever beaten a Power 5 conference team, and it almost doesn't count. They beat Nebraska. Does Nebraska even play basketball? Barely. I mean, barely, right? So they,
shout out to the Cornhusker
fans. They were the 68th team. Yeah. It wasn't one versus 16. It was really one versus 68, and they won by 20.
Well, you think in terms of that happening this year, you would have picked Texas Southern, probably Radford. You would have picked Penn.
Any of them before, over that one.
Over, yeah, over the
Some
retrievers.
People thought Penn. By the way, do you hear about Little Caesars? They had this promotion. So they threw it out there. Yeah, if any 16 wins, because it never happened before,
yeah,
we're going to give away free pizza. So
free lunch combo.
So what they're doing is, you hear how they're bailing out of this thing?
How they declare for bankruptcy.
So what they're doing is, they're going to have like this hour and a half window.
Oh, come on!
Oh, it even gets better. So let's say you're in line. You're like right there, but at the end of, like, you're 1 minute late.
They're going to cut it off.
Done. If you're in line, it doesn't matter. You have to get that pizza in that. And they're going
to
be
this
really.
It's 2 hour window. It's like from 11 to 2 or 11 to 1.
Right. They're going to be like this. They're going to be like
11 at night till 1 in the morning.
And no, I wish.
No, it's going to be like this. The guy's like, going to order. He goes, why is it taking an hour to cook this pizza? I don't get it. What's taking so long getting that pizza out there?
Exactly.
So they're like, oh my God.
Every Little Caesars pizza oven will mysteriously break down on the day that they have to give
and it's like
the lines are going to rival bread lines in communist Russia. They're just going to go around the corner for miles.
I'm surprised they didn't do it like from 3 a.m. to 4:30. Actually, you probably get a bigger crowd then. It's midday
when the
bar's
closed.
Everyone's at work and everybody else. So you can't and then, you know, again, they come back and they lose to Kansas State in maybe the most unwatchable game I've ever seen in the tournament. That thing was just ridiculously ugly.
And it was still close, 50-43.
Right. You know? That's how bad Kansas State is.
Terrible.
But anyway, so you have that upset. You have the South region without a single top four seed in the Sweet 16. That has never happened.
You've got 7 Nevada, 11 Loyola. Yeah, we all had Loyola going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
5 Kentucky, 9 Kansas State.
If you're Calipari right now, they will beat Kansas State by 30. I mean, Kansas State is worse than Loyola Chicago. That might be the worst team ever to get to the Sweet 16.
Think about, you know, because I was reading about the tournament and, you know, the seeding and stuff like that.
Right.
I wasn't hearing Kentucky's name being mentioned a lot.
Nor should they.
Right. Look at their path now to the Final Four.
Yes, but Nevada, I like Nevada as well.
There in Nevada is
it'll be Nevada Kentucky
in the
favored.
God dang.
Eric Musselman came on with the Cannons before the regular season finale.
Yeah, we're trying to jinx him.
I even said, are you going to throw this game? Because he has San Diego ties, right? Yeah. He said, no, we're not going to do that. I still think they tanked that Mountain West Conference semi.
They were tired. Their bench isn't deep.
Well, no, but think about it. It wasn't about the Aztecs because it didn't matter. The Aztecs still had to beat Mexico.
Yeah.
But the winner of that game was guaranteed a spot. Nevada was in. They knew that. That's another, $1.6 million for the conference?
Well, think how many people Nevada screwed by going out when they did in the Mountain West Conference tournament, even though they were going to get in, which opened up that another spot for the Mountain West.
Well, exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah, call USC. Yeah, that's the team that got left out. It was USC. And by the way, everyone was screaming about Syracuse getting in. They were 8-10 in the conference. They didn't have any they had no legitimate victories this year, and they've won 3 straight games because they had the play-in game.
Yes.
And they're on to the Sweet 16.
Well, and they beat TCU by 5. They nipped Michigan State yesterday by 2.
Well,
3.
How did they beat Michigan State?
I have no idea. And everybody, the research I was doing, everybody was saying, don't sleep on Michigan State. Michigan State has a massive chance at winning this whole thing. And that's why I went to the Spartans when I was filling out my bracket. My championship game was Virginia and Michigan State, with the Michigan State winning it all. Sons of...
All right, well, we're looking forward to anyone who has perfect brackets right now. If you have... Okay. If anybody has a bracket that's even recognizable right now, if you have 3 of the Final Fours left, does anybody out there actually have all four of their Final Four teams remaining in their brackets? Maybe there was someone that picked Kentucky or Nevada. I don't think anybody picked Kansas State or...
Ernie has Nevada.
Going into the Sweet 16.
All right. But your Final Four, how many of your Final... I have 2 of my Final... I have Gonzaga and Villanova left.
That's who I had playing in the championship game.
Because I had the other guys. I had Virginia, Michigan State in the championship game. But I have Gonzaga and Villanova in my Final Four. How about you? How many Final Four teams do you have?
1. I have Duke left. That's it.
You have Duke left.
Yep.
Duke. I would say right now, Costa, if you were to say... who are the most likely teams to win it? I would say the three favorites now are Villanova, Duke,
yeah,
and maybe Gonzaga.
Although Villanova, watching that West Virginia team yesterday against Marshall, West Virginia's defense is on a whole other level.
Well, but that's what we thought like about Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, they had shut out Nevada, one of the top offensive teams, and then Cincinnati went, what, 5 straight minutes without a point?
That was
just crazy, that game. All right, if you want to jump in right now, give us a little story, your personal story of that first week of March Madness. What an unreal. I mean, we say madness, but is there anything to compare?
No.
We've never seen anything like this.
I'm having dinner Friday night with our buddy Mike Goff.
Yeah.
And he's looking over my shoulder at the screen instead of paying attention to what I'm rambling on about. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, there you go. It's done. And I'm thinking, well, you can do something here crazy in the restaurant. Is yes. there going to be police action? I go, what do you mean? He goes, a 16 is beat a 1. And I let out with an F-bomb, you. Like, yeah, seriously. He goes, turn around. And I'm like,
I watched that whole second half.
I go, you are kidding.
You had to see it. It was what happened was I wasn't thinking, that's the last game I was thinking about watching. But then, you know, they had the scores at the top when you're watching another game.
Right.
And it said halftime, Virginia and UMBC are 21-21. I go, 21-21. What the hell's going on that game? So we flipped on the game. I was the whole crew was there. And they just, everything was going in against a historic Virginia defense. North Carolina, think about it. Roy Williams, Coach K, Boeheim, no one had figured out this Virginia team. Nobody. And this team, Maryland, just shot them right out of the tournament. Let's get at least one quick call early. Let's go to TC. TC, you're on with the Cannons.
What's happening, guys? What's happening?
Hey, TC, what do you make of what's happened so far?
Well, I still got my 4 finals in there, but... Steve.
Yes.
Steve. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the Pac-10, they're so bad.
It's Pac-12, TC.
Yeah, Pac-12. That was more history. First Power 5 conference to not win a game.
I don't want to get to that because I'll hear from you the whole night. But what I was frustrated just to see a coach, the ignorant coach of Houston, not tell his players, foul.
Yes.
Cover the guy throwing in the ball and foul.
Well, and we're losing you a little bit there, TC, but by the way, that's what Boeheim did against Michigan State.
Yes.
They kept fouling him, so they couldn't get off a 3-point shot to tie the game. That's all they had to do was foul the guy.
And can somebody buy Kelvin Sampson a dress shirt that fits? What is this blousy pirate look? It's very unbecoming.
All right. We're going to get plenty of reaction.
Look good on Johnny Depp.
At Cannon Harbin, at Costa 1360, you can text us at 70470. All right. The Aztec season is over, but what a year it was. Head coach Brian Dutcher joined Hardwick and Richards. You're going to hear from Dutch coming up next.
Tomorrow morning on Hardwick and Richards, should Padres fans be relieved that the Padres did not land Shohei Ohtani? Hardwick and Richards getting started at 6 a.m. on Extra 1360 and FM 103.3.
And make sure you get to sportssd.com. It's right there when you jump on sportssd.com, but you can also enter the keyword contest. Enter your name for a chance to win tickets to a suite at Staples Center for the round of 16 that gets underway this Thursday up in L.A. We, the Loose Cannons, will be calling the name out about 5:15 today. You have 5 minutes after you hear your name called to call in and say it's me. All times listed right there at sportssd.com. Times that we'll be calling a name all week long. If you don't hear your name tonight, another name will be called tomorrow, 7:15 a.m. with Hardwick and Richards.
And again, this is a suite at Staples Center that you'll be watching the games.
You don't have to sit there next to the man or woman who doesn't believe in deodorant or toothpaste.
It is what VIP.
What do you believe in? Because they'll be sitting next to you, right?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be... You're going to be... Hold on a second.
Well, my irritable bowel syndrome might kick in. But other than that, it's going to be a great time.
Well, Ernie knows about suites. You never see a game that you're not in a suite.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right, so...
Well, they have to put Ernie in his own section to protect everyone from the kimchi odors.
Can you imagine him like sitting in the suite with his little chopsticks and that little bowl of whatever there's in there every day?
You know, sadly, I can. I really can.
You know, every day when I see you eating there, I always think to myself, It's got to be good for you. It never looks appetizing. Seriously. Like, nothing you have in that bowl looks appetizing.
It's just a medley of vegetables.
Yeah, but if something looks like
something
that the cat ate and dropped, you're more apt to not eat a lot of it, right? So that's also a positive in your dieting. Where'd this get scraped up off of?
Who told you about this diet?
This is not a diet. I'm not dieting anymore.
Jack Kevorkian.
When are you going to start?
This guy in the alley outside of Vaughn's. He was really skinny. It was working for him, so.
Hey, buddy.
I mean, like, for instance, Thursday, okay, we carry the games here.
Yeah.
And so we have a shortened show on Thursday. Because the games will start at 4 o'clock.
Correct.
So I thought, I'm going to go over to Claim Jumper and have a little dinner. Watch the games over at Claim Jumper.
Why not?
Rich Orenberger is going to come on by. Brent's like, yeah, I'm right there. What about you, Cost? You want to watch the game on Thursday at Claim Jumper?
Yeah.
Yeah, free meal. So I said, Ernie, how about you? He's like, jury duty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you have jury duty. I just don't think you want to eat, like, you know, real food.
Yeah, well, look how...
0.0.
Does Claim Jumper not have kimchi on the menu? I have to check.
I did damage at Claim Jumper.
I think that's a health code violation.
Yeah, well, that was like your one time. Never again.
No, I had the Orenburger. I've had the Orenburger a couple times. I actually live right across the street.
Orenburger is not a Claim Jumper. That's the... No. Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
you're saying you do dabble in the fun food.
Okay. Yeah.
So you do have jury duty is what you're saying?
I do. I've been pushing it off since last summer.
All right.
So I don't, I'm tired of them.
I hope you get on a trial that has to do with the cartel and the family members are sitting there in the court looking at you, Ernie.
I'm just going to say I'm a controversial talk show host here.
Ernie, guess what? We'll save food for you on Thursday.
Okay. We will. Yeah.
No, just kidding. All right. So
in your honor, we'll just take all the leftovers. Blend it up and put it in a mason jar, and there you go.
Exactly. That way you can eat it with your chopsticks or just drink it the next day. All right, let's get back to Brian Dutcher.
Damn it, the season's over.
From 13-10 to 22-10, Mountain West Conference. You know, it's interesting that the games I go to, you know, got all those banners up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at Viejas, all those Aztecs banners, almost annual, either regular season or conference championship. They had the two Sweet 16s up there. And I was thinking to myself, man, when is the next time we're going to get one of those banners up there? Get another. Boom, there it is.
Right there.
2018 Mountain West Conference Tournament Champions. Another banner is going to be hanging out at Viejas. Dutch was on this morning on Hardwick and Richards. Talked about that final defensive effort in the tough loss against Houston.
Well, obviously, we scored a three, and so unless I could have got a timeout, like, instantly before they got it off, that would have been our opportunity. They chose not to play with a timeout. So they had the ball in their hands. I couldn't take one at that time. And the only thing we, in hindsight, Justin was trying to get their attention, you know, to maybe run at him, to double him, to take the ball out of his hands, let someone else beat us. With that being said, he drove to the basket, and we could have offered more resistance at the rim. It's kind of the thing that, you know, bit us earlier in the year, not being able to offer enough resistance at the rim, and we didn't do it, and He got underneath us and got a layup. And you don't want to give a layup at that time. You want to make him play through contact. Let, you know, the refs don't want to call anything with the game on the line. And we gave him way too good a look at the end. And in hindsight, I wish we'd offered a little more resistance or ran at him. But that's the perfect vision, hindsight.
Well, but again, they had one guy scoring all the points.
Yeah.
I would have had five guys on that guy, right? I mean,
true.
You're thinking to yourself, let anybody else beat us.
But Man Bun.
Because Trey Kell was not quick enough to stay with him.
No.
That was obvious. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, he's already scored 37 points in this game. Double him, triple him. If somebody's going to beat us, it's going to have to be somebody else. That's the way I would have. There's no way I'm letting him have that last shot.
And Dutch is right. If anything, at least put a body on him, bump him around as he's entering the lane.
A layup. Yeah.
Another one from Dutch. The toughest part of the loss against Houston.
Absolutely. It's disappointing because you feel as if you have good basketball in you and you don't get to play it anymore. It's not like you said, you're playing a best of seven. Hey, it's game one. We got good basketball. We're going to come back and win this series. It's one game. And so every single mistake is magnified because you have that one shot at it. And even though you're playing great basketball, like a lot of these teams in this tournament, you're going home and you're like, what happened? We have better basketball still in it. You know, and so that's always the frustrating thing, saying goodbye to your seniors for the last time. Their last time to put the Aztec uniform on.
By the way, the Aztecs came into the tournament with the fifth longest winning streak at 9 in a row. We'll have more of Dutch a little bit later on, but, you know, it was a tough loss. I mean, again, the thing that killed me about that loss was just the fact that Gray ends up with a layup.
Mm-hmm.
That is just...
I know.
And you heard from Dutch, man. You can't let that happen.
You floor him and then send him to the line.
All right. Continue. Get your thoughts, right? How are your brackets doing, huh? 570-1360. At Cannon Hartman at Costa 1360. You can text us at 70470.
All right. With most eyes on March Madness, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on with the Padres? I'm going to check in on Cactus League action next.
Hey, what's up? It's Rich. Coming up tomorrow right at noon on the Mark and Rich Show, we have Steve Fisher joining us, former head coach of the Aztecs. He's going to chat with us about their season, and also Jalen McDaniels declares eligible for the draft. We'll get his thoughts at noon on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
And don't forget, the madness will continue Thursday. Sweet 16 gets underway. You'll hear wall-to-wall coverage right here on your home of the NCAA tournament, Extra 1360, Fox Sports, San Diego. How many more upsets are we going to see? I mean, this is just ridiculous.
I have my Sweet 16 bracket already filled out.
Oh, you do?
For 5:30.
All right, so at 5:30, we're going to start over again.
Thank you.
So we're gonna start like there's only been these 16 teams.
Perfect. I love it.
I don't know.
Because mine was so bad.
I mean, for instance, you got like Kansas. They looked awful.
It's just you. There's no one. Oh, my God. That team.
No.
Not now.
I think the three teams that have the best chance are Villanova, Duke, and Gonzaga. I think
as much as it pains me to say this, yes, Duke looks like it's got a nice path.
It does. Kansas as one seed. They look terrible, but they're still alive. All right. Now. Do we have our, it is, wow. You know what? It's been a while, right? It has been, you know, me at least, you know, I've been gone except for one day for the last couple of weeks. So yeah. Let's
hit it. Oh my God.
It's a volcano of hot talent lava. To turn that lava into Major League Rock.
Spring training is endless.
You're kidding.
This is the part of spring training you're like, when does the season start? We still have a couple more weeks. What? Why? Why is it taking so long here?
I don't know. Why? But
it doesn't matter because Ernie, while we're sitting here immersed in NFL news and obviously the NCAA basketball tournament, Ernie is like, you know, like digging. I'm like, what do you got, Ernie? I've got all the Padres spring training stuff.
Like, and we what? Thank you.
What? All right, so Ernie, this is for you right now. So you have an update for us on the Padres spring training?
Yeah, they have the day off today. They're coming off a 2-1 win over against the Dodgers yesterday, where Tyson Ross is starting to look like Tyson Ross.
Yeah.
From old. Four innings, right. One earned run.
But let's qualify that. Kershaw struck out 8 in 5 innings. I mean, he dominated.
Yeah, but I guess what you sort of want to see, even though it is a spring training game, you're still going up against Clayton Kershaw. You want to see...
But they didn't beat Clayton Kershaw.
I know, but you want to see your starter match up with them at least.
Well, they didn't match up. They got blown away by Kershaw. Yeah, once they started bringing in those pitchers with number 98 on their back... Let those guys up.
Steve, you have any other sunshine to spread?
You try to make a big deal out of a 2-1 win. No, I mean, if they had hit, you know, both runs off Kershaw, I'd say, wow,
make you
big
cry,
win.
Ernie. I'm sure the 98, that's dominated. How fast they can throw it.
I mean, Kershaw dominated. All right, so, and by the way, who are the Padres opening up with this year? Who are they?
The Brewers.
The Brewers, yeah.
That's right, the yeah. Brewers.
Clayton Richard, baby.
All right, so what is the Padres record right now? What are they doing this spring?
They are 11-9 in spring training right now.
All right, so that's not bad.
Yeah.
11-9.
Okay, a couple games over 500.
But, you know, I think the one thing that's got skewed is how some of these players are doing, because with March Madness going on, you know, all eyes have been on the NCAA.
Sure,
sure.
And guys
and
that...
And deservedly so.
Yeah, and some of these players that sort of got were red hot a couple of weeks ago, like... Austin Hedges down to 182.
Damn. Okay, you've been waiting for that because, you know, he had four home runs in the first four games.
He had six hits in the first four games, and he barely has got one set.
All you wanted to talk about was Hosmer. So,
he's pacing himself.
So Hosmer's hitting what right now? The guy they just signed for zillions of dollars. How's he doing?
He's batting 220 right now.
220. Yeah. 220. Mm. Okay.
But according to my sources, he's hitting the ball in the... Nothing.
Okay, so Pirela is hitting 436 and Hosmer's hitting 220. So if you're trying to translate spring numbers into regular season numbers, how does that work?
Pirela is doing really well.
It does.
No, but I mean, does like a 220 spring training average relate to 320 regular season?
No, these numbers don't really matter, but it's nice to see.
Well, you wrote them all down. I got like eight sheets of paper here. I've never seen so many spring training stats.
Just having a good spring.
I think.
Well, who are the top two hitters right now for the Padres in the spring?
Pirela and Asuaje.
Pirela Suaje.
And Franchi Cordero is right there batting three. And these are 12 for 35. They're getting their hits. I think the most interesting story.
Wait a second. You can't pump up the good numbers and dismiss Hosmer's numbers.
No, I'm not worried about Hosmer, really.
You're not?
No. not
wait yet. Till you hear our 4-4. Yeah, we'll give you some worry numbers here.
But he's right. Look at what Will Myers is doing better. I think that's a sign.
That's always a plus.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Remind me again. Hosmer signed the richest contract in Padres history, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think one of the more interesting stories is Christian Villanueva.
Yes.
Making potentially that transition to third base.
Well, the guy we were talking about 2 weeks ago was Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
Whether or not he should be on the opening day roster, your opinion.
He's batting 281. I still think you need to see. That's what's really good about these two more weeks to go to opening day. You got two more weeks to see what the young kid could do.
It frustrates me because
anybody out there watching as much spring training as?
Oh no, that doesn't frustrate. What frustrates me is him possibly not being with the parent club when the season's open in a season that no one really is thinking you're going to make a push for the postseason. Why not start his trek now?
Freddie Galvis, though, is doing well.
Yeah, but there's a name missing on this list. Where's Chase Headley? Where is he?
He broke his head.
His numbers weren't sticking out at me, so I didn't put him on the list.
I've got 100 names here, and no, I don't have Chase Headley. I mean, I mean, you have Chris Canizero's spring numbers from 1969 here, and I don't have... Chase Headley here. All right,
Ernie
so
figured he'll be missing from the lineup card anyway, so I put him on this one.
Well, no, I see there. You're circling Villanueva as the third baseman this year and not Chase Headley.
Yeah, well, that's been one of the stories.
Right.
And then we've talked about maybe having Jose there. I'm having a tough time pronouncing his last name.
No. Jose Pirela?
Pirela.
You're doing great.
Remember how you used to pronounce it?
Yeah, I know.
Where you mashed it with a very offensive word all the time?
Terrible.
Yeah. That was unbelievable. All right, so you're projecting that Villanueva is going to be the starting third baseman, not Chase
Headley.
He's making a
nice, creating some headlines there. Yeah.
All right, very good.
Well, okay, how old is Villanueva? Do we know?
I would have to say late 20s.
Chase is late 30s.
Mid 30s. Okay. Yeah. 33, 34.
That's a pretty clear cut.
Yeah, he has 1 foot in his baseball grade. That's basically what you're trying to say. I get it. All right. Well, very good, Ernie. So overall, you're very 26. Happy with. He's 26.
Oh,
well, he's not even in his prime. Yeah. Prime in baseball usually is between 28 and 32 if you're a good player.
Just get him up there. Leave him there.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
All right, so, Ernie, so far, what letter grade would you give the Padres spring training?
I would give them a B minus.
I was going to say B minus too.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Pitching. That's what we're more concerned about. Pitching. You say, is Tyson Ross going to be the opening day starter?
No, I think it's going to be Clayton Richards. I'm just saying Tyson...
Has he earned a spot in the rotation?
He's looking like, if he continues to throw the way he did.
Yeah, that's what the scuttlebutt is around spring training for the Padres, is that he's making it tough for Andy Green not to have him in the rotation.
And I think, you know, you brought him on to see what he can do, and he's filling the role.
All right, lines are jammed with people right now when he talks spring training. You're just going to have to wait another day, unfortunately.
Diego Padres!
We're up against the clock right now. All right, let's call. Excellent, Ernie. Thanks so much for the research. I love Ernie.
He's going to come in here and stab
you. He is such a baseball guy. All right, it is time to qualify someone for the cannon shot of the day. A drum roll, please. This out. Cannon shot came from
her text line. My bracket's a perfect 16 for 16. Granted, I filled it out this morning.
All right, we get ready for the four of the biggest sports stories of the day, including a spring training story unlike any other. Coming up next.